Despite the disgusted tone, her cute little grin crept across her face. That was one thing about Allie. You could take away her hair doodads, all that cheerleader makeup, and dangle a cigarette from her mouth, and that cute little grin was still the best. Not his long-lost sister? I smirked. No, his brother. You know, even a weirdo would settle on being your friend if you acted like a friend. Him? If you acted friendly to him, you were his long-lost brother from a past life. I wondered what bothered Allie so much that she would dump on Creed. Her parents had split up, but they both seemed okay to me. Her dad owned a restaurant, and her mom had helped out a lot. They did their share of driving Allie and her little brother to sports and school stuff. They helped out at PTA and threw Allie great birthday parties. I just figured they didn't get along. I wondered why she felt she couldn't dump on Alex or me, or Renee or Ryan, whatever it was. I figured if I asked her, I would get the same ice over as when I asked her about smoking. Did he tell you bad stuff about his parents? I asked instead. No, she said. I don't think he really understood that it was bad. It was mostly small talk. You know, I'm renting a movie tonight with my dad. Or, my mom's taking me to the mall when I get home. Who could stand to rent a movie with their dad? Like, what movie could you agree on with your dad? And who goes to the mall with their mom? She shrugged like it wasn't that big a deal, but I could see where she was going. My mom gives me the money so I can go with you guys, I said. Exactly. His family's so up his butt. She shivered. I think that if Chris's family was, like, totally off their gourd, he would be able to see it, to say, wow, these people are totally abnormal, and therefore my life is not my fault. But it never got that weird. Just chronically, slightly weird. Just enough to keep the kid off balance. Make him stress. Make him, you know, weird, but not insane. I tried to picture this. You're making it sound like it's more dangerous to have a slightly weird family than a totally weird family. Interesting thought, but I didn't know if I believed it. It's mostly the stuff I saw. I have a great view of their windows from my bedroom. She shuffled around a little, like she wasn't comfortable with looking, but she had done it anyway. You know how your room can get to be a complete disaster if you don't pick up for 2 or 3 days? Yeah, my mom turns into a hag at that point, I admitted. Well, Chris's room was always neat as a pin, Allie went on. His mom goes in there and, like, regiment cleans it, as if she's running the Air Force in there. She folds his clothes in the drawers a certain way, pulls out anything from under the bed, takes things down off the closet shelf, and refolds them. Dusts in the corners. I've seen her do it, like, when I'm homesick from school. What's wrong with this picture?